Tommy Rogers, pupil to teacher, taken from Blind Man's Vision, The Story of St. Dunstan's in Words and Pictures by David Castleton, published 1990. Tommy Rogers recalls how St. Dunstan's helped novices become teachers. It is clear that Arthur Pearson was a visionary. That first annual report shows that he had soon appreciated the value of early visits to support and encourage the newly blind person. He also understood the need to provide a varied program at Regent's Park. Each day, the pupils moved from classroom to workshops. 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon are the fixed times for work, but the men are able to extend these by an hour, morning or afternoon, if they care to do so, and a good many avail themselves of this opportunity. A feature of training in the first year was the recognition of the enormous value of the blind teaching the blind. This imaginative approach reversed that disparaging biblical saying, "If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Pearson reported that most of the trades and typewriting had blind instructors and concluded, "The remarkable speed with which the occupations taught in the workshops are acquired is attributable principally to the influence of the blind teacher. The feeling of helplessness which overwhelms a strong, healthy, newly blinded man is incredibly relieved when he finds that the one who is to instruct him in some profitable employment is suffering from the same handicap himself." He began to recruit the best of those nearing the end of their training as pupil teachers, explaining that "a great feeling of confidence is given to a newcomer when he feels that his instructor was himself blinded only a few months ago." One of these pupil teachers was the late Tommy Rogers, who went on to become an employee of St. Dunstan's for 26 years, including during the Second World War and after, when he taught the second generation of St. Dunstaners. Among the papers, he left a short account of his own struggle with blindness, which he likened to a journey. He recalled his early days in hospital and the "morbid state of my mind" until he began his first lessons of Braille. "I would forget everything in my efforts to solve the mystery of those tiny dots. My fingers were taught to become my eyes, and, joy of joys, I was able to read. Never again would the dread of loneliness haunt me." At Regent's Park, he learned to type, but he recalls, "Still, my life was one of frustration. However, I had helped some of the fresh trainees to type their own letters, with the result that when a new typing teacher was required, the post was offered to me. I accepted, and with that acceptance, the light began to disperse the mist of frustration. Once again, I was a useful member of society. The last stage of my journey had begun, and what an interesting last stage it has been."